Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Hey, Nina. Data. Ke letsa tsela rena ke tsela bomme tsa ga tsona
bona mokozi
she somebody's like be okay get to it
spill the tea spill already the tea.
So like reports recently came out right with the news that Brooklyn Beckham Victoria has asked his parents to contact him through his legal team. Brooklyn said he didn't want his parents to contact him or make statements about him on social media, and that they should only contact him through the lawyers. Even bueno, he went even as far as blocking them on socials, at Insta, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, right? And you know what's caused this? Apparently, he made the request after he was offended by briefings about his wife, Nicola Peltz, right? Mm-hmm. And it was suggested that, well, I'm a controller, man, by her, and that day he was being kept hostage, right? So the question, what do you make of Brooklyn Beckham and then the family feud? And is there a situation where you would cut off your family members, Marley?
Firstly, you know, when it comes to Brooklyn Beckham, maybe his parents have, you know, they're onto something here. I mean, he even took the wife's surname. Yeah, he did. I think he's got a double barrel of some sorts.
Yes.
But anyway, coming to the topic, I think he's also a bit extreme. Completely cutting off your family and cutting off your parents, going as far as saying they must talk to your lawyers. I mean, come on, that is just a lot. But coming to cutting off a family, I cut off a family member for that. A long time ago, and I've told the story so many times in the newsroom. But I did, and because it was also for my own peace and for my own sanity.
Yeah.
But I wasn't as petty as him. You know, we would still, like, if we'd see each other at family gatherings, we'd still have a conversation, we could still sit next to each other. We'd still, like, it wasn't as that deep and that petty, but I completely detached, and the person I detached from was like my best friend, but in my family, you know. So yeah, so like the things that people could do to you, like when you completely hurt, and I was just like, nah, actually I'm cutting this person off, and I did that, but not to that level and that degree.
Smooth. I think when it comes to family, it's also a matter of cutting off and then trying to maintain the respect, because whether we like it or not, we are going to meet, you know, at certain family gatherings. So pretty much like Mbali, I have also, and you know, somebody might think, but you are too young for that. You don't know what family members will put you through. Sometimes it's not even inherited beef as other people would
direct,
have it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's direct interactions that you would have had with certain family members. And because you are younger, you are not necessarily in a position where you can address those issues. So for the sake of your mental health, you just distance yourself.
Wara?
Sure.
I mean, I feel like, you know, with the Brooklyn Beckham one, I don't think it was that one thing that might have happened. You know, growing up in the spotlight or growing up with parents that are in the spotlight, I'm pretty sure there are things that we don't know that might have happened. And also, is it only just his parents? Like, he has siblings. That's another, that's the other dynamic as to when you cut somebody off, do you cut their mother, their father, their uncles as well? But there are situations where I'm just like, walk away. And it takes a lot, because a lot of people always say, but that you only have one mother. You only have one father. But that one father treats you like you probably maybe don't even exist, or you wished you didn't exist.
Because there are some toxic relatives out there that we need to.
Yeah, I don't think there's just one isolated event where you get to this. But personally, now I'm not involved in lawyers. You will know I can blame Luen.
I was even saying, we're having a conversation with our producer, Comfort, and he was saying, anybody who touches his wife, he's cutting them off.
Absolutely. You are raised that way, are you not?
Yes.
You're raised that when you get a family, you choose your wife. And that is now your family. So if your family, or you, this is your mother and father asking you, it's either her or them, then I get Lalewana at the next funeral.
And B, somebody could argue that, yeah, but what if it doesn't work out? If it doesn't work out, it didn't work out. I'll figure it out. But for now, for where we are, it's what Gladys always says, that leave and cleave.
100%.
But then again, he did decide to take a double barrel surname, guys.
Mokhwenyana.
We are within. Even us, last year, the Constitutional Court ruled that husbands can't.
But we're there now, hey?
We're there.
I've seen countless people, black people, cut off their family members.
I don't have a problem with the cutting off. Sugar. So, what do you make of Brooklyn Beckham and the family feud and the situation that he is in, where he decided to cut off his family? Give us a call or send us a voice note on 063-6880959, 086-000-959.
You know, sometimes family needs tough love, and if it means that I have to cut them off, so be it. And boundaries, if have been crossed, there are consequences. And then if it has been happening continuously, there should be consequences. And then sometimes it's all about love. You know, you do this kind of things because of love. Yeah. And people will learn the hard way as well.
But now, my dear friend, my question is this. What if the parents, who probably have a lot of experience, right, are foreseeing a problem of controlling, right? And babatla go go tipa gore entwana check host ne tswada, or you know, maybe I like fix this before it becomes a bigger problem, right? Because Slu was telling me off air that the family that the young Beckham married into is actually richer than theirs. So basically, it's a competition of Boston game and Guana. You understand? Let's have a listen to the peeps on the streets.
Let's be honest, guys. Family is not what it used to. I think when the hierarchy dies or the matriarch dies, it dies with that person. I mean, I'm detached from family, especially one of my aunt's children. What they put through my mother, Ingazuzalwa Nabo, like, I told them, whatever happens, don't call me. Don't. Non-existent.
Look, hey, I believe extended family, I know, cut. Immediate family.
Hey, good morning, ladies. Nah, I don't blame Brooklyn. He did right, you know, by cutting off his family, you know. I think that's a good thing to do. Family sometimes can be very toxic. Hence, other people will choose partners, their wives, their husbands, over family. Now, there are a few people that I've cut out completely, you know, from my family, because they're very toxic. You know, I've built such a huge wall that, you know what, I've kept them on the other side, and now I'm on the other side for my peace. Whether we meet, whether you call me, whether you don't call me, I don't call them. I don't have their WhatsApp numbers. When there's family gatherings and all of that, they don't even show up, you know, or when they show up, we don't even say anything. And this is family, you know what I'm saying? So I say big ups to Brooklyn. Well done, brother. And you sleep at night peacefully, so.
But my guy, you cannot live as an individual, Nje, because there are going to be times where you are going to need your immediate family. So now that you've blocked them, are you now going to go back through the lawyers? Can you just tell them again that, like, we've got a problem here? You know, I'm going through something.
But I gotta be, you'll be building another family. You've got other community. Because also when it comes to family, you have to consider the fact that other people don't block their entire family. That you can still reach out to. Mm. Yes, they will try to convince you. No, man, but surely you will have certain family members that you still have contact with. So I don't think it's a complete loss on your part.
Mm. You are blaming me. I was about to do that. Because my sister was busy blackmailing my boyfriend to my mom, only to find out I'm still with the same person. She's with maybe the third person now, but his so-called boyfriend, he was a good, in a good books to my mom. But me, I was in a bad books. I end up trying to say bad words to my mom.
Like, ungena happy in the first place. Like, people must sometimes just know their place, okay?
Yo, Bunolo, cutting off people, easy. Family, parents, easy. 2024, no, late November, early December, got sewn off. Actually, in December. I remember that it was in December. Got sewn to by my parents. Yo, I told a guy, if you are used to swearing your other kids, not me. My mom never sounded me way. It stops here. Cut the person off. I haven't spoken to him, haven't seen him, haven't even went to where he stays. Okay, since turning 24 December. So yeah, cut. Toxic cut.
Y'all are deep.
Cut. You know, look, cut. I mean, if it means you cut the whole f***ing family, you have to. I say cut. Family are so toxic.
Okay. Let's be honest, guys. Family is not what it used to. I think when the hierarchy dies or the matriarch dies, it dies with that person. I mean, I'm detached from family, especially one of my aunt's children. What they put through my mother, like, I told them, whatever happens, don't call me. Don't. Non-existent.
If it's nice, play it twice, honey.
Good morning, ladies. Bonola, you know what they say is that no man is an island. So, Bonola, it's so simple that I want to talk about only one. But if you decide to cut your family, what part of the family that you are cutting? Ki party if in your family we cut? Is it the cousin or the brothers or bomalume or mama le papa? Something like that. You understand? Because at the end of the day, Utoba nida. Ugasi pets only one holy mot. So we just need to be careful, horbo. Kabakata, and then that means nahe ki toma something yaka kile one. That means you can even change your say names. Let me just change even the same name. But no man is an island.
I agree with you 110%. Listen, I'm all for cutting off extended family. But the immediate family, you do not, guys, like, life has got its ups and downs. There's going to be those emergencies where you are going to need that person within the immediate family. Your old lady and your timer. I like the little weapon.
When it comes to cutting off toxic people, I would cut you off. I would gladly do that. Kesa he, kilu he, na kikati we na ofele kikata we na ba na ba uncha yao, Alice yao. Shabalo kamfeta pula ina habu shuku orumpa lift. I would never agree to that because I could run in the lab to the snacks, and to the snacks. So I cut off my relative, ex-relative. I cut him off a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a cut.
But then Sporty, how did now Sporty enter the vicinity in the whole situation? Oh, petty.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.